You got what?
Skunked.
What does that mean?
Well, you were skinned. You didn't get in there. But that's just a, you know, expression.
Do you ever hear people say, nary a one?
Oh, yes. The local, as we call them, crackers, always say nary.
Mm-hmm.
They say nary a one.
What do you mean by crackers?
Well, they're the native, uneducated, backwoods people that was without many advantages,
uh-huh.
Poor, and then also known as Hoosiers.
Hoosiers?
Hoosiers. We call them crackers and Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, crackers are Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just the native people, uneducated people.
And
they have very many old Anglo-Saxon expressions that,
mm-hmm.
like, we don't use. Like, they always say fetch.
Mm-hmm. You don't ever use that?
I never use it, but they do.
Mm-hmm. What's this Pensacola like? I mean, how has it changed since you were growing up?
Well, it's grown tremendously, and sometimes you wonder where all the people come from, but it has become more industrial than it was before. It became a rather large town, a very important port, exporting pine timber. But all of that was cut out by the early 20s, so then the port declined because there was nothing to export and bad rail connections for import. But since then, since World War II, the many big industries came to Pensacola, which have big payrolls. We have quite an industrial complex here now. And of course, we've always had the what used to be the old Navy Yard, and is since World War I has been the Naval Air Station.
That's in the Santa Rosa?
No, that's in this county. It's just a little ways from Pensacola. And all naval aviators train here, all of them.
And right here?
Right here in Pensacola. So that has been a tremendous impact on the economy because they have some 10,000 civilian employees and about that many Navy people with a tremendous payroll.
Did most of the people, when you were growing up, did most of them work with the Navy Yard? Or were they connected?
Well, of course, a great many did because it was the biggest industry we had then. We didn't have this chemical industry and all, so most wage earners did, and then the supporting industries.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always been some shipping, so there were quite a few people engaged in ship chandlery and stevedore.
Mm-hmm. Can big ships?
Oh, yes. This is a very deep harbor, a very fine harbor. And the only reason, probably one reason it isn't a bigger port is there's no river.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like New Orleans and even Mobile have, the port's helped a lot by the traffic, the freight that moves down the river. And we don't have a river that brings any freight in.
What percentage of this area is black?
Well, I don't know, but I know that it's not as great as like most Alabama cities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to guess, I would think only about 20-25%.
Is that what it was when you were growing up? Or is it most of those people moved in?
I would say percentage-wise about the same.
Because
a lot of the old-time Negroes left and went north, but a lot of new Negroes came in.
Mm-hmm. Say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you
cleared the land.
And wheat is tied up into a...
Wheat?
Uh-huh.
Of course we didn't have wheat, but I think you call it...
Or fodder. Or do,